Doctors in Rome have had to change treatment for Pope Francis' respiratory infection, and he will remain in hospital for as long as necessary, according to a statement from the Vatican this lunchtime. The 88-year-old pontiff has been suffering from an infection for more than a week, and he was admitted to hospital last Friday. For more, we can talk to Vatican reporter Robert Mickens. Robert, thanks for talking to us. What exactly has the Vatican been saying over the past 20 minutes or half an hour?
Well, that this Pope's situation has become a bit more complicated. Doctors, after the Pope had been admitted to Gemelli Hospital on Friday, said that he would be in hospital probably a few days. That was the expectation. He was in good spirits, had a light fever when he was admitted, and bronchitis was the diagnosis at the time, and some problems in the respiratory tract. That has now been confirmed, that there's a virus in there, some kind of problem with his breathing in his chest and his respiratory tract, and they've had to modify his treatment. They did not say how exactly, but they did say that he would have to be in hospital longer than earlier foreseen. In fact, the Vatican said that his Wednesday general audience has been canceled, and also that a mass on Sunday, that he would not be participating in that. So this is the situation. As you said, the Pope is 88 years old. He's had bronchial problems in the last several years. In 2023, he was admitted in hospital for some bronchial infection. He's had other two surgeries on his large intestine. He had a hernia surgery in 2023 as well. And his age and his weight, he's increasingly more heavier, let's say, than he was just about a year ago. So all this will factor in, unfortunately, on how he's able to deal with this current health issue.
Do you get the sense then that this illness, that it's a little more severe than was first indicated?
Well, certainly. I think just by the fact of his age, and also the fact that he, you know, did not rebound quickly, as I think some of his aides thought would happen, as it did in other times. But again, as you get older, it's harder to deal with these things. And his weight is certainly a problem. He's got mobility problems as well. So there's when they talk about a complex, multiple conditions that the Pope is dealing with, it makes it just more and more difficult. He's not been very mobile. He tries to walk at times to show people that he is still in the game, but it's very difficult for him. Most of the time he's being transported in a wheelchair when he meets people and has his general gatherings with folks. So, yeah, I think there is worry. I think there's concern whether this is something that's, you know, we Vatican watchers, we look at these health scares and we say, is this the moment that we have to prepare? I'm not sure that we're there yet, but it will be decisive this next period of a few of 3, 4, 5 days to see how he responds to the new treatment.
Vatican reporter Robert Mickens, thank you for talking to us.